This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The morbid milestones continue to pass in the coronavirus pandemic. In the United States, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19. Worldwide, more than 662,000 have died from the respiratory illness. Global infections are nearing 17 million. The United States has 4.2 million and Brazil 2.4 million confirmed cases. Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert, who steadfastly refused to wear a mask during the coronavirus pandemic, said Wednesday he has tested positive for COVID-19, raising concerns that other members of Congress may also have been exposed. A Justice Department spokesman said Attorney General William Barr, who testified to a committee hearing that Gohmert took part in, will be tested for coronavirus as a result. A U.S. representative from Texas, where coronavirus cases have surged since the state reopened, Gohmert said he tested positive in a pre-screening at the White House before he was to leave on a flight with President Trump to Gohmert's home state. He said he would self-quarantine for 10 days. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said he tested positive for COVID-19 once, but overcame it. Lukashenko said doctors believe he was asymptomatic. He did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask. Pakistan's de facto health minister, Zafar Mirza, stepped down Wednesday in the middle of the pandemic, citing criticism on his government's advisors who hold dual nationality. The resignation comes at a time when Pakistan might see a spike in the virus spread due to two major Muslim gatherings in coming weeks. Eid al-Adha falls at the weekend, and Ashura later in August will see large Muslim gatherings, which could risk spikes in the virus's spread. This is VOA News.